We are very fortunate to have His Grace Adigadadar Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.7.44 onwards. Prabhuji, are you there on the call today?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam, all grace to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving your association. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam mudiraye nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati ruttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthike vasudeva para veda Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapa, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragati. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopakumaraya, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Namo Pankajanabhaya, Namo Pankajamaline, Namo Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Shatanayas, Taddhama Vrindavanam, Ramyakachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Premahapumarto Maha Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradarana Para.
We are continuing our study of Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we are going to study one verse, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, verse number 44. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Vishnu, who is non-different from Shri Krishna, has appeared in the Yajnashala of Prajapati Daksha. And all the great personalities who are present there, the demigods, the rishis, the gandharvas, the siddhas, the patnis of all the great personalities, Brahmaji, Shivji, everyone is offering beautiful prayers to Shri Krishna. Today we are reading the prayers spoken by the Vidyadharas. Vidyadhara uchuhu Vanmayartham abhipadya kalevaresmin Kritva mamahamiti dur matirutpataye swaye Kshiptopi asadvishayalalasa atma moham Yasmat kathamrita nivesaka udyudakset. Word to word, Vidyadharaha, the Vidyadharas, Uchuhu said, Tvat Mayaya, by your external potency, Artham, the human body, Abhipadya, after obtaining, Kalevare, in the body, Asmin, in this, Kritva, having misidentified, Mama, mine, Aham, I, Iti, thus, Durmatihi, the ignorant person, Utpathe, by wrong roads, Swai, by one's own belongings, Shiptaha, distracted, api, even, asat, temporary, vishaya, lalasa, having his happiness in sense objects, atma moham, the illusion of the body as the self, yasmat, your, katha, topics, amrit, nectar, nisevakaha, relishing, ut, from a long distance, vidashyet, can be delivered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the Vidyadhara said, dear Lord, this human form of body is meant for attaining the highest perfectional objective, but impelled by your external energy, the living entity misidentifies himself with his body and with the material energy. And therefore, influenced by Maya, he wants to become happy by material enjoyment. He is misled and always attracted by temporary, illusory happiness. But your transcendental activities are so powerful that if one engages in the hearing and chanting of such topics, he can be delivered from illusion. We'll read the last sentence one more time. But your transcendental activities are so powerful that if one engages in the hearing and chanting of such topics, he can be delivered from illusion. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The human form of life is called Arthada because the body can very nicely help the embodied soul to achieve the highest perfection. Prahlad Maharaj said that even though temporary, the body can give us the highest perfectional achievement. In the process of evolution from the lower to the higher grade of living, the human form of life is a great boon. But Maya is so strong that in spite of achieving this great boon of the human form of life, we are influenced by temporary material happiness and we forget our goal of life. We are attracted by things which will cease to exist. The beginning of such attraction is the temporary body. In this horrible condition of life, there is only one way of liberation: to engage in the activities of transcendental chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The words Yasmat Kathamrita Nisevakaha mean those who engage in relishing the nectar of the topics of your lordship. There are two narrative books which especially concern the words and activities of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is the instruction given by Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the book containing topics exclusively about Krishna and his devotees. These two books are the special nectar of the words of Krishna. For those who engage in the preaching of these two Vedic literatures, it is very easy to get out of the illusory conditional life imposed upon us by Maya. I will read the sentence again. For those who engage in the preaching of these two Vedic literatures, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very easy to get out of the illusory conditional life imposed upon us by Maya. The illusion is that the conditioned soul does not try to understand his spiritual identity. He is more interested in his external body, which is only a flash and which will be finished as soon as the time is designated. The whole atmosphere will change when the living entity has to transmigrate from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya, he will again be satisfied in a different atmosphere. This spell of Maya is called Avaranatmika Shakti, because it is so strong that the living entity is satisfied in any abominable condition. Even if he is born as a worm, living within the intestine or abdomen, in the midst of urine and stool, still he is satisfied. This is the covering influence of Maya. But the human form of life is a chance to understand. And if one misses this opportunity, he is most unfortunate. The way to get out of illusory Maya is to engage in the topics of Krishna. We will repeat. The way to get out of illusory Maya is to engage in the topics of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya advocated a process whereby everyone may remain in his present position without change, but simply hear from the proper authoritative sources about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya advised everyone to spread the word of Krishna. He advised, all of you become spiritual masters. Your duty is simply to talk to whomever you meet of Krishna or of the instructions given by Krishna. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is operating for this purpose. We will repeat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all of you become spiritual masters. Your duty is simply to talk to whomever you meet of Krishna and of the instructions given by Krishna. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is operating for this purpose. We do not ask anyone to first change his position and then come to us. Instead, we invite everyone to come with us and simply chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we know that if one simply chants and hears the topics of Krishna, one's life will change. He will see a new light, and his life will be successful. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Saadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana
ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण I would like to offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. Please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to all of you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. I would also like to beg at the lotus feet of each and every one of you to please shower your blessings upon me because I am a conditioned soul who is always making mistakes. Please shower your blessings upon me so that by the power of your blessings for the next few minutes, Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga might give me a little bit of empowerment for just few minutes to speak few words in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam in such a way that by hearing these topics of Krishna Katha, our hearts become purified and our hearts get attracted to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yesterday was the very, 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 very auspicious and powerful tithi of Sri Balaram Jayanti. The divine appearance day of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the transcendental autocrat, the summum bonum, the last word in transcendence, Shri Krishna Bhagavan. Balramji is non-different from Krishna. Krishna is unlimited, and therefore service to Krishna should also be befittingly unlimited. If Krishna is Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramambhava Purusham శాశ్వతం దివ్యం ఆదిదేవం అజం విభుం. ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్, దెన్ సర్వీస్ టు కృష్ణ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ టు బి అన్లిమిటెడ్. Service to Krishna also has to be ananta. Therefore, Krishna expands himself as Balaram, who expands himself as Ananta Shesh. And through his unlimited vadana, through his unlimited lotus mouths, he is glorifying Krishna. Through his many different forms as Balaram, as Nityananda Ram, as Lakshman, as Ananta Shesh, he is constantly performing different services for Krishna. Balaramji makes devotional service unlimited. So yesterday was the appearance day of Balaramji. And today is also a very, very special, historical and auspicious day for all of us. Would anyone like to unmute and say what special day it is today? Today is the very special auspicious day when Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya. Yes, would anyone like to say?
Did he incorporate ISKCON?
Today is the day when he
departed
from India on the Jaladuta ship to go to America. Yes. So yes, it is the beginning of the incorporation of ISKCON. You are right. Today Srila Prabhupada left India, Bharat Bhumi, having perfected his own life to do paraupkar. What is that verse? Bharat Bhumi eta janma he lagar swa janma sarthak kari kara paraupkar. First we have to perfect our own life. Swa janma sarthak. First we have to understand Krishna Tattva. First, we have to become firmly established in Tattva Siddhanta. We have to understand the conclusions of the scriptures. We have to be grounded in our sadhana very nicely. Firm foundation of sadhana and Tattva Siddhanta. We have to perfect our lives. We have to develop that attachment for Krishna. We have to receive the blessings and empowerment from our Guru Varga. And then, Kari Paraupkar. Then we can help others. Srila Prabhupada, having received multiple times direct instructions from his divine spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was now ready to execute the mission of Paraupkar. So today is the auspicious day when Srila Prabhupada boarded the Jaladuta ship and left Bharat Bhumi after perfecting his own life to help others perfect their lives. It's a very auspicious day today, my dear friends. So let us talk a little bit about Srila Prabhupada. My special obeisances and respects and dandavat pranam to His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Govinda Maharaj, who is regularly blessing us with his association on these Bhakti Sangha conference calls. He was mentioning, I think it was him who mentioned about Srila Prabhupada incorporating ISKCON. Those seven purposes are so important. We should all try to very deeply understand the purpose why Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON. My dear friends, just imagine. If you go to office to do your daily work, you have to understand what is the purpose of going to office. What does your boss want you to do in the office? We cannot act whimsically in the office. I will do whatever I want in the office. No. We have to understand what are the expectations. What is the purpose this office exists? If you're a doctor, your job is to see patients, help them recover their physical, mental, if possible, spiritual health. You have to diagnose and treat the different diseases that afflict them. If you're an engineer, you're working in a software company, whatever your seva is, to whatever create software, launch software, detect problems in that software. Whatever your job is, if you are a lawyer, to argue cases based on the principles of justice, based on truth in the court of law. Whatever, if you are a businessman, you have to sell your goods for a fair price, fair market value, and earn your livelihood with a fair margin of profit, a justified margin of profit, ethically. Whatever our services, whether we are businessmen or lawyers or engineers or manual workers or doctors or whatever our business is, when we go to our place of work, we have to know what is the purpose that I am here for. Similarly, all of us are in ISKCON. Whether we are brahmacharis, whether we are grihasthas, vanaprasht, or sannyasis. If we are in ISKCON, we have to know why we are here, what we are here for, what is the purpose of this ISKCON. What a brilliant purport Prabhupada wrote to the prayers of the Vidyadharas today that we read. Amazing purport. In one purport, the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness, everything is encapsulated. Once Srila Prabhupada was criticized that, Prabhupada, your books are so repetitive. Same message you are giving again and again in each volume, essentially. The details are little different, the leelas are little different, the stories are little different, but the message is the same. Whether it is Bhagavad Gita or Ishopanishad or Srimad Bhagavatam, same thing, same philosophy you are repeating again and again. Why? Two things Srila Prabhupada said. Number one is, although I'm repeating the same message again and again, why you're not following? Why you're not following? And second is, Prabhupada knew that very few dedicated souls will read his books cover to cover systematically. Very few. Most of us will just randomly read a few pages. So Srila Prabhupada is giving that same message again and again, hoping that when insincere souls like us, who do not read Srila Prabhupada's books cover to cover systematically, when we just flip through some pages and read few random pages here and there, we will still get the essential message. For example, analyze today's verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a prayer spoken by the Vidyadharas in glorification of Krishna. And in the purport, Prabhupada is writing about chanting and hearing. He's writing about the glories of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He's writing about why he established International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Twice he's mentioning the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Just see. So if a person just randomly opens this page, oh, what is this fourth canto, let me check it out, and reads this one verse and one purport, that's it, boom. In 2 minutes, he or she has received the complete message in a nutshell. That is Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was asked, Buddhi Yoga in the second chapter, why are you translating it as Bhakti Yoga? Bhakti Yoga has not even started in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada says, no.
In the 10th chapter, Krishna explains in the Chatur Shloki Bhagavad Gita what is Buddhi Yoga. Desham Tadatayuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. So even so that Krishna speaks in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But even in the second chapter, even in the first chapter, even in the introduction, Prabhupada starts talking about Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. It is not different from Buddhi Yoga. In fact, he translates Buddhi Yoga as devotional service. He translates Karma Yoga as action in Krishna consciousness. Why? Because Krishna later on says, Mat Karma Krin Mat Paramo Mat Bhakta Sangha Varjita Nirvairah Sarva Bhuteshu Yaha Samameti Pandava Yat Karoshi Yad Asnashi Yad Juhosi Dadasi Yat Yat Tapasyasi Kaunteya Tat Kurushva Mad Arpanam. What Krishna says later on, Srila Prabhupada says right from the beginning of the introduction till the end. What Krishna says in the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Mahasucha Mat Chitta Sarva Durgani Mat Prasada Tarishyasi Mat Chitta Sarva Durgani Mat Prasada Tarishyasi Mat Chitta Mat Chitta Saratam Bhava. Always be conscious of me. On the cover of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Machitta satatam bhava. Always be Krishna conscious, Krishna tells us. And Prabhupada says that from the beginning, on the cover page. That is Prabhupada. What Krishna says towards the end, Prabhupada says it from the beginning to the end. So that people who don't read the full Bhagavad Gita as it is, page by page, systematically, even if they read a few pages, they will not miss the message. They will still receive the essential message. That is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That is the contribution of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Leelamrit, written as authorized by the Governing Body Commission, GBC. They authorized His Holiness Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj to write this authorized biography of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Leela Amrit, it is called. Leela. What we do is karma, because we are bound by the laws of karma. But what pure devotees do, it is Leela. And it is nectar. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam taviriditam kalamanashanam shravana mangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi grinanti he bhuridajana. Unlimited ocean of Vedic knowledge. Shruti, Smriti. So many. Four Vedas. Voluminous. Thousands of Sanskrit poetic verses. Rig Veda, Samaveda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda. Then there is the summary of all these Vedas. Vedanta Sutra. Then there is an explanation of all these Vedas, the Puranas. Puranas are the stories and the practical explanation of the Vedas. For example, if I just say that one should not offend a Vaishnava. Vaishnava Prabhu is very bad. That is just a sutra. It's just a aphorism, it's just a statement, it's just a punchline, it is just like a single line that gives an instruction. Do not commit Vaishnava Aparadha. Like every day we read after the Japa, the 10 offenses against the Holy Name as mentioned in the Padma Purana. The first is to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy names of Krishna. Vaishnava Aparadha. So this is a sutra. It is a statement. But how do we understand that? Then we have to open Srimad Bhagavatam and read the Leela of Durvas Muni and Ambarish Maharaj and Lord Vishnu. Ah, then we understand how dear a devotee is to Krishna. When Krishna says, Aham Bhakta Paradhino, Hiya Swatantra Ivadvija, Sadhubhir Ghrasta Ridayo, Bhakta Ir Bhakta Priya Jana, Jana Priya. Sadhunam Ridayamaya. When we hear that story, then we understand, do not offend Vaishnavas. So Puranas are the explanation of the Vedas. 18 main Puranas, thousands and thousands and hundreds and thousands of verses. Total. Then there are the Itihasas. Valmiki Ramayana, 24,000 beautiful Sanskrit verses. In Anushtup Chanda, same beautiful meter. Then we have Mahabharata, 110,000 verses, 110,000 Sanskrit verses. So much Vedic literature is there, my dear friends. But Vyasdev says, Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Srimad Bhagavatam Ichchate Tadrasamrita Trittasya Na Anya Rati Kvachit. I don't remember exactly the verse, but something like that. Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tad Rasamrita Trittasya Na Anyatsat Rati Kochit. As Sarva Vedanta Saram, of all the Vedas, of all the Vedic literature, Veda means knowledge, Anta means the conclusion, and Sar, Sarva Vedanta Sar, the essence is Srimad Bhagavatam. Of all these hundreds and millions of verses of knowledge, the essence is Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses. So hundreds and thousands of verses are condensed. Their essential message is condensed and in a nutshell, and that is 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedanta Sarami Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate. Tad Rasamrita Triptasya. And one who is satisfied by drinking the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, Na Anya Rati Kvachit. He can never develop rati, can never develop attachment for anya, for anything else, any other literature. One who has tasted the sweet nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Kathamrit, Bhagavatamrit, the nectar of Bhagavatam. But within Srimad Bhagavatam also, there are 12 cantos. There are hundreds of chapters, but 12 cantos. Of all these 12 cantos, the 10th canto is most important. Therefore, my dear friends, even before Srila Prabhupada went ahead with Srimad Bhagavatam's translation, 2nd, 3rd, 4th canto onwards, he stopped and first in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada gave us the summary study of that Dasham Skandha, 10th canto. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because he said, I'm an old man. I may die at any time. If I die, the world should not be deprived of the essential message of the Dasham Skandha of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto. Very important, most important. Because the 10th canto resembles the smiling face of Smita Krishna. Krishna who is always smiling. His beautiful face is the 10th canto. Srila Prabhupada gave a summary study of the 10th canto with all the chapters. with all the essential message, with all the tika, the commentaries of Sridhar Swami, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, whatever they have taught Jiva Goswami, everything is there in the Krishna book. The essential message. He gave it. Now even if I die, there is no loss. I have given the Krishna book, the 10th canto. In the beginning, Srila Prabhupada gave. That is the importance of 10th canto. Because 10th canto is directly the activities, confidential activities of Krishna. If we want to develop Vraja Bhakti, which is what Srila Prabhupada and all our acharyas are giving us. Aradhyo Bhagwan Vraje Shatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam. That is why we are chanting this prayer in our Mangalacharan. We should never lose focus. We don't want to go anywhere. Not in the lower planets. We don't want to stay here. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti hayamalayam sheshasthavaram icchanti kim ascharyam athaparam. Sthavaram icchanti, nahi chahiye. We don't want to stay here on this earthly planet. We don't want to go to the heavenly planets. We don't want impersonal liberation in the Brahma Jyoti. And in the heart of our hearts, my dear friends, in the heart of our hearts, in the core of our hearts, we don't even want to go to the Vaikuntha planets. We want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. We want to go to Vrindavan. We want to go to Vrindavan. Eini Vedana Dharo Sakhiranugata Koro Sevadhikara Diye Koro Nichadasi Moraiya Bhila Vilas kunje diyova Nayana heri bosada Yugala ruparasi Jeto mara sharana lo Taravan chapurna ho Vipakori koro tare Vrindavana vasi. Vrindavan was. Ei nivedana dharo sakhir anugata karo. Make me a follower, O Vrinda Devi, who has manifested in this world as the tulsi plant. In the spiritual world of Golok Vrindavan, you are not only a tulsi plant, but you are the most effulgent gopi, an expansion of Srimati Radharani called Vrindadevi. Gange yachamte yatadidvinindi rochi pravaha snapitatma vrinde bandhu ka bandhu dyutidivya vaso vrinde namaste charanaravindam. O Vrinde Devi, O effulgent gopi of Goloka Vrindavan, ei nivedana dharo sakhir anugata karo. Make me a maid servant of the gopis. Give me the seva adhikar. Give me service. Yugala rupa rashi. The divine couple. With my eyes, may I always behold the beautiful form of Radha and Govind. Dina Krishna Dasa Koi. Eye namo raho Shri Radha Govinda Preme Sadayena Bhasi. Radha Govinda, that is our supreme object of worship. What to do? We are so sinful. We lack bhakti. We commit offenses. Bhaktya vihina aparadha lakshaye kshiptascha kamaditaranga madhye kripamayi twam sharanam prapanna vrinde namaste charanaravindam. O Vrinde Devi, give us Vraja Bhakti. In the core of our hearts, what is being given in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Vraja Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. You analyze the lives of any great devotee, any great follower of Srila Prabhupada who has gone back to the spiritual world, whether it is Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, who left his body in Navadvip Dham, talking about the union after a long separation between Radha and Krishna, and how Radharani was wanting to pull Krishna back, pull Jagannath back to Vrindavan. Talking about the bhakti of the Vrajavasi, the Vrajavadhus, he left this world with the name of Gopal in his lotus mouth, beholding the beautiful form of his Gopal Jiva. Whether it is Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj or whether it is His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, holding Giriraj in his right hand, with Radhakund water sprinkled on him, with Vrinde Devi who manifests in a Nirlok in this mortal world as Tulsi Devi, having Tulsi leaf on his tongue, with Brajavasis who had come all the way from Barsana to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to Gita Nagari, doing kirtan exclusively reading and hearing from Krishna book in his last days, hearing about the pastimes of Vrindavan, entered into the eternal leelas of Krishna by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He could see that Prabhupada is holding the door open for him to Goloka Vrindavan. He told the assembled devotees, these were his last words, I have to go now. Srila Prabhupada is holding the door open for me to enter Goloka Vrindavan. This is what Srila Prabhupada has come to give us. Or whether it is Ayendra Prabhu clutching the lotus feet of Nitai Sachi Suta, surrounded by 3,000 Shaligram Shilas. Each Shaligram Shila, he said, is Krishna in Parakya Bhav. In Raman Reti, in Krishna Balram temple, leaving his body. In few hours he was supposed to come and dress Sushi Radha Shyam Sundar that morning. But he did not show up. He had already gone to Goloka Vrindavan. 24 hours kirtan. Minimum 64 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. Never left Vrindavan. Only once went to Mayapur for Kirtan Mela. Completely dedicated, completely sold out to Vraja Bhakti. Srila Prabhupada himself, Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasrahichu Shatamandireshu Aropayadyo Madhure Prithivyam Namamitam Shri Prabhupada Devam. Did everything. Went to all the continents, all the major cities of the world, established 108 temples, centers, farm communities, Govinda restaurant, farming communities, New Talavan, Murari Sevak Farm, New Vrindavan, established Gurukuls, Prabhuji's and Mataji's. Day before yesterday, before Balram Jayanti, I was hearing a class by Srila Prabhupada in Hindi. Prabhupada was saying, हमने गुरुकुल शुरू की है ये अगले पीढ़ी को कृष्ण भक्ति देने के लिए. अभी हम तो हमारी बहुत उम्र हो गई, 78 साल की उम्र हो गई है, 78. हम कभी भी जा सकते हैं, पर हमारा विश्वास है कि हम जाने के बाद ये कृष्ण भक्ति का प्रचार चलता रहेगा, आने वाली पीढ़ी को कृष्ण भक्ति मिलेगी. हमारा विश्वास है कि हमारे जो भक्त लोग हैं वो हमारा कार्य आगे बढ़ाएंगे. प्रभुपाद वाज सेइंग वी हैव एस्टैब्लिश्ड गुरुकुल, वृंदावन, डैलस, सो दैट वी कैन ट्रेन द नेक्स्ट जनरेशन. आई एम 78 इयर्स ओल्ड नाउ, आई मे डाई एट एनी टाइम, इज टेलिंग द हिंदी ऑडियंस. बट हमारा विश्वास है अवर बिलवेड अवर डार्लिंग श्रील प्रभुपाद इज सेइंग, हमारा विश्वास है. प्रभुपाद इज पुटिंग सो मच फेथ इन ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ अस माई डियर फ्रेंड्स, यू एंड मी. प्रभुपाद इज सेइंग हमारा विश्वास है, इट इज माई बिलीफ, इट इज माई फेथ दैट दीज डिसाइपल्स एंड ग्रैंड डिसाइपल्स विल कैरी ऑन द वर्क. Even in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is operating for this purpose. How much faith Srila Prabhupada has on us. Very soon, my dear friends, Prabhupada's disciples, the glorious disciples of Srila Prabhupada, will not be in our sight anymore. We will not have any Prabhupada disciples amongst us. Who is going to shoulder the responsibility of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, my dear friends? Who? You and me. How we should be fanatic about our sadhana. How intensely we should chant our japa. How seriously we should study and discuss Srila Prabhupada's books. The responsibility is going to fall on our weak shoulders. Who is going to be the guru? Who will give initiation to thousands of devotees who are coming to ISKCON? Who is going to take responsibility for the maintaining purity of this movement? Who? It is us. Whether we like it or not, the next generation is going to look up to us. Are we going to be lukewarm devotees? I'm sorry to talk like this. I'm speaking from my heart. Are we going to be lukewarm devotees for the rest of our lives? Now we are in our 30s, 40s, 50s. Are we going to live and die like this, struggling to chant 16 rounds? Prabhupada wanted us to chant 64 rounds. Why should we stop at 16 rounds? We will remain neophyte devotees birth after birth. When will we make it a priority that nahi, Krishna consciousness is my top priority. No matter what time I sleep, I am going to wake up during Brahma Muhurta, chant my japa attentively, praying for purification. In front of Krishna, on my initiation Tulsi Mala, attentively. I am going to study Prabhupada's books. I am going to take responsibility for my purification. Before we know it, time is going to run out and we will be looking left, right, here and there. Who is going to guide us now? That is what happened, my dear friends, in 1977. Prabhupada was gone. Prabhupada was gone. eternally we are grateful to these great souls like Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Ayendra Prabhu. So many of them, the list is endless. Fortunately, many of them are still living with us. They are still alive. They are carrying on. We must support. We must learn from them. We must serve them. We have very little time. Very little time. Therefore, when I see exalted devotees like His Holiness, Bhakti Swarup Govinda Maharaj, taken such responsibility, Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj, Radharaman Maharaj, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, Bhakti Rasamrit Swami Maharaj, list is endless, endless. When I see them, I feel so much hope that yes, ISKCON is in safe hands. What responsibility they have taken, what commitment they are showing, taking sannyas. 100% committed to ISKCON. There are 5 types of devotees, as we all know. First type is, what is Hare Krishna? Who are the Hare Krishnas? They are just innocent, curious, inquisitive people who come to ISKCON. They are not chanting, they are not initiated, but they are curious to know. Second type of devotee is, I like Hare Krishnas. Now they have understood what is Hare Krishna movement, what is Krishna consciousness. I like Hare Krishnas. Janmashtami, they may give a $100 donation. They may become life members. They may sponsor a Sunday feast. They will greet the devotees by saying, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Because they have developed appreciation for Krishna consciousness. I like Hare Krishna. Achhe log hai. Bhagavad Gita distribute karte hai. They distribute Bhagavad Gita. They distribute free prasad for poor, hungry people. Achhe log hai. ISKCON achha hai. Achha kaam karta hai. They are good people. ISKCON people. That is the second category. I like Hare Krishna. They are not initiated. They are not chanting 16 rounds. They have not taken vows. But they are favorable. They like ISKCON. Achhe. Good people. I like Hare Krishna. That is the second category. First category is, who are Hare Krishnas? Second category is, I like Hare Krishnas. Now slowly, slowly by attending, slowly, slowly by appreciating, slowly, slowly by serving, by whatever little donation they have given, they become purified. And then they really start liking the process. Then they take the Japamala in their hand. Then they wear Kanthimala. Then they start following 4 regulative principles. Then they are not embarrassed to have their phone greeting as Hare Krishna. Now they are not embarrassed. Somebody asked them, Sunday ko we want to go for to watch a baseball game. Aoge kya? Will you come? Their office friends will ask and they will say, no. Sunday, I have to go to Sunday feast in the ISKCON temple. That is the third category. I am a Hare Krishna. First category is, who is Hare Krishna? Second category is, I like Hare Krishna. Third category is, I am a Hare Krishna. Now they are not embarrassed. They will even chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, wear Kanthimala, they will wear Vaishnav Tilak, they will start wearing Dhuti Kurta, they will start coming for Sunday feast, they will attend Yatra. I am a Hare Krishna. Now they are aspiring for initiation. The fourth category is, I love Hare Krishna. Now there is more commitment, there is more attachment. Now they accept Diksha, spiritual initiation. Now they are initiated. Now there is no looking back. Now the Gotra has changed to Achyut. Now the name has changed to Das or Dasi. Now the Kanthimala is 3 circles, body, mind and words dedicated to Krishna. Now there is that little shikha, small shikha sprouting on the head. Now we wear
dhoti kurta regularly. Now we wear sari regularly. Now there is commitment. Now we just don't donate. Now we ask for donations. We beg for donations. When it is Janmashtami, when it is Gaur Purnima, when it is Panihati festival. Now we actually take more responsibility. Now we take responsibility for presenting the philosophy of Krishna consciousness to other people. Just see. Now we are going to those people who are saying, who is Hare Krishna? What is Hare Krishna? Now we are going to them and answering their questions. Now we are, I love Hare Krishna. That is the fourth category. But my dear friends, there is a fifth category. And that is, my mission is Hare Krishna. In the lives of such devotees, there is nothing else. They have renounced. They don't have any personal agenda anymore. 100% completely sold out to the International Society of Krishna Consciousness under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples. That is the fifth category. My mission is Hare Krishna. Therefore, when we see devotees like Bhakti Swarup Govinda Maharaj and other devotees like him, who have taken serious responsibility, who are showing serious commitment, ananya bhakti, undeviated devotional service, Prabhuji's and Mataji's, we should offer all respect and support to them. They are showing us the way. In spirit, we may not be able to follow their ashram, but in spirit, they are showing us the way of commitment, dedication, devotion. We have to take serious responsibility. Time is running out. Very soon we will find ourselves deprived of any Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Anybody who has seen Prabhupada, anybody who has received Diksha from Prabhupada, anybody who has had personal association of Prabhupada, finished. Who is going to take responsibility? We have to make personal commitment that yes, in next 1 year, I am going to systematically study Bhakti Shastri. From today, I am going to chant my rounds in the morning, no matter what. I am going to chant extra rounds. Prabhupada wanted 64 rounds. As a compromise, he brought it down to 32. As a compromise, he brought it down to 16. But being as merciful as he is, he is satisfied even if I chant 16 rounds. But out of my love, I will not let a single day pass when I chant 16 rounds. No, I will chant extra rounds. For the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, because I want to become purified. I am going to read Prabhupada's books. After I finish Bhagavad Gita, Ishopanishad, Upadeshamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I am going to complete my study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I am going to study Srimad Bhagavatam. I am going to study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I am going to study the beautiful prayers of Maharaj Kula Shekhar Mukunda Mala Stotra. I am going to dive deep in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then, oh, the BBT has published Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Wow, beautiful 3 volumes. Yes, I am going to read that. Oh, the BBT has published Laghu Bhagavatamrita also. I have so much to study. So many Vaishnava bhajans are there. Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I have to study them. Such beautiful philosophy. Prabhupada has written such beautiful bhajans. I am going to sing those bhajans. There is so much for us to do. And when we become good Madhyam Adhikaris, Prema, Maitri, Daya, Upeksha. We love Krishna, Prema, Maitri. We have wonderful Vaishnava relationships with devotees. Prema, Maitri, Daya. And we are compassionate to the innocent people who come, to the curious people who come, who are interested in knowing about God. We give them our association. We give them the association of Srila Prabhupada. We give them Krishna's association as instruments of Guru and Gauranga. That is Daya. And Upeksha.
we avoid the envious blasphemers who are criticizing Krishna in Krishna's devotees, because we don't want to get contaminated by their association. We avoid their association. That is the Madhyam Adhikari. Prema Maitri Daya Upeksha. If we are established in these four principles, we love Krishna. We are attached to Krishna. We are devoted to Krishna. We are dedicated to Krishna. We love Krishna's devotees. We have wonderful, sweet relationships with devotees. We are preaching to the innocent and we avoid the association of blasphemers. If we become good Madhyamadhikari, that should be our aim, to become good Madhyamadhikari. Anartha Nivritti should be on our agenda. How can I give up? How can I overcome these anarthas? Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, false ego. We have to seriously take stock of this. If we know that my father is going to retire in 4 years, I better get that college degree, I better graduate with good grades, and I better find a job. Otherwise, how am I going to fend? How am I going to support my family? That is responsibility. That is the situation we are in right now. We have to become desperate. We have to have a roadmap for our spiritual advancement. We don't talk about it. We don't tell others how many rounds we are chanting, how many extra rounds we are chanting, and you know, just to encourage, we can say that Adhik Bhajan Karo. Chant more. We can encourage others if we have that position to tell them. But sadhana is personal. But we have to make serious commitment to ourselves, serious commitment to our Guru and Srila Prabhupada, that I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. This is my roadmap for my spiritual advancement. We should have planning, just like we plan our career. Oh, I'm going to, you know, study these textbooks, I'm going to do this online question bank, I'm going to pass this exam, then I'm going to do this to improve my CV, then I'm going to apply for this job, I'm going to get that diploma, that degree. We are planning, is it not? How much more we have to plan to go to Golok Vrindavan? Just to go to some temporary office, we have to plan for 20 years, 12 years of school, before that 1 year kindergarten, 13 years, 4 years of college, that's 17 years, and 4 years of university, that's 21 years. 21 years just to enter one temporary office. Planning, studying, serious commitment, serious enrollment, responsibility, sacrifice. But what are we doing for ISKCON? What are we doing for this world? What legacy Srila Prabhupada has left for us? We have to take serious stock of our situation. How I am trapped in the anarthas. What am I going to do to become purified? How can I become instrument of Srila Prabhupada's mercy? How can I become a valuable contributor to ISKCON? Whatever our ability is, some of us in the future may become preachers. Some of us may become teachers. We may start teaching Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav. Some of us may become kirtan leaders. Some of us may learn how to play instruments. Some of us may become book distributors. Some of us may become temple presidents and vice presidents. We get into management. All these services are required. We have to plan. We have to prepare. We have to pray to Krishna for purification so that we are able to do whatever service Krishna has planned for us. So today is a day, because Srila Prabhupada left on that cargo ship, not even a passenger ship, on a cargo ship with his Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit. He had a Bengali copy of Chaitanya Charitamrit and he had his Srimad Bhagavatam. I think 200 copies of the first canto in 3 volumes. Prabhupada said, he was asked, why are you going at this age of almost 70 years to America? You should have gone early. Why are you going now at this ripe age? Prabhupada said, Srimad Bhagavatam for 5,000 years has remained in Bharat Bhumi, in Bharat Varsha, in India. For the first time on Jaladuta, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit are going to Paschatya Desh, to the Western world. But Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit are direct manifestation of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit should not go alone. Therefore, I am traveling with them as their servant. It was the attitude of Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada has given us this amazing legacy of Krishna consciousness by sacrificing so much, getting on that Jaladuta ship, suffering heart attacks and strokes and motion sickness, seasickness, is just the beginning of a saga of sacrifice and love and compassion. It's not that Prabhupada came to New York and said, let me go to a cardiologist, I've had heart attacks, let me get myself treated. Nothing. When we have strep throat, we run to the ER, run to the doctor. Prabhupada came to America and started planning, how should I preach? How can I give interviews to newspapers? How can I start speaking on Bhagavad Gita? How can I have evening programs? How can I give lectures on philosophy of Krishna consciousness? He never went to a doctor, never went to a cardiologist or a neurologist for his stroke and heart attack. Nothing. What a sacrifice. What commitment. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke, avashya rakshibe Krishna, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. Yes, Krishna certainly protected our Srila Prabhupada. So because Prabhupada has sacrificed so much and given us this perfect philosophy, he has given us everything, it is our responsibility to wake up, shake off our complacency, and with great humility, take up the process of purification. We should never think that, I'm going to chant extra rounds, I'm going to study these books, I'm going to get this Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav title, so that I can become a guru, I can become a temple president, I can become Bhakti Rusha leader. No. We should try to become advanced, but we should never feel that we are advanced. We can try for purification, but we cannot get purification. We can try for spiritual realization, we cannot get spiritual realization. Spiritual realization and purification cannot be grabbed. Purification and spiritual realization is given by Krishna. So we will never know when we are purified. We will never know when we are deeply realized. So we should never think that we are highly realized. We should never think that we are very advanced or we are purer than others. Never. That is a trap of Maya. That is a fall down, a subtle fall down. We should desperately try for purification. We should desperately try for seva and realization. But we should never feel, we should never believe that we are purified or realized. That is the secret. That is the secret. Sadhana is personal. Our prayers are personal. Jaladuta diary, Prabhupada saw bhajans, beautiful Bengali bhajans that he wrote, the two bhajans on Jaladuta. Prabhupada never put them in the Vaishnava songbook. Prabhupada never propagated them. Prabhupada never quoted them in his purports. Humble. Aray, what beautiful language these bhajans have, just like Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur's bhajan. That level of sweetness and realization is there in Prabhupada's bhajans. But he never publicized. It was his personal offering. It was his personal offering to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Similarly, our personal prayers for purification, our personal prayers for realization are our personal conversation with Guru and Gauranga. We should not publicize what extra sadhana we are doing, what extra things we are doing. No. With all humility, we should do them. We can inspire others. We can motivate others, encourage others. But we should never brag about our sadhana. It's a pitfall. It's a pitfall. We can become proud of our sadhana also. So very humbly, with desperation, we should pray for purification, but we should never ever believe that we are purified. If our mind tells us that now you have become advanced, now you have become a good Madhyamadhikari, now you are well situated, we should slap our mind. Shut up! Don't try to spoil my consciousness. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, I slap my mind with a chappal morning and evening. Slap the mind. Because the mind is untrained enemy right now. If Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that I am more fallen than Jagaya, than Madai, if Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami believes he is more fallen than Jagaya and Madai, if he believes that anyone who chants his name loses all his purity and piety, if he believes he is lower than a worm in the stool, how can we think that now I have become a good Madhyamadhikari? Now I have become firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness. Now I am a fourth category out of five. Oh, maybe I am now a fifth category also, because I don't think there is anything else in my life except the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Array, we have fallen down. That is a trap. The moment we think like that. If Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is thinking like this, believing like this, why should we think that we are purified and we are advanced? Prabhupada asked, are you the spiritual master of the whole world? Prabhupada humbly looked down and said, no, I am everyone's servant. That's all. My disciples are my guru. My disciples are serving my spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. They are assisting my spiritual master. Therefore, they are my superiors. Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachi Suta Priyati Krishna Sevai Jara Tulana Sei Se Mohanta Guru Jagatera Madhe Uru Krishna Bhakti Dei Thai Thai Tara Icha Balavana Pasyatyete Thana Thana Hoe jate gaurangera naam Prithvite nagara adiya samudra nadanari Sakailei bae krishna naam. This is Prabhupada. Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachi Suta Priyati. My Guru. Om Vishnupad Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Ashtottara Shata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada is very dear to the son of Sachi Mata Gauranga Mahaprabhu. My Guru is a confidential servant of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Krishna Seva Tara Tula Nai. Tula nahi hai. Incomparable service he has done to Krishna. Jaise Mohanta Guru. Is that great spiritual master? Jagater Madhe Uru. He is famous all over the world as a great spiritual master. Krishna Bhakti Dei Thai Thai. Throughout the world, he is giving Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That Paramhamsa who chanted 192 rounds, 1 billion rounds for 10 years, 192 rounds every day with an umbrella when it was raining in his left hand and his Japamala in his right hand, sitting in Navadvip Mayapur Dham at Yoga Peet, chanting 192 rounds every day before he started preaching. That Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very dear to Sachi Sut, he is preaching. He is giving Krishna Bhakti. Nimitta matra bhava savya sachin. I am just a instrument in his hand. Tara Icha Balavan. Your desire, O Saraswati Thakur, is very powerful. It is because of your desire. Paschatyate Thanathan. होए जाते गौरांगेरा नाम, बिकॉज ऑफ योर इच्छा गौरांगा नाम नेम विल बी स्प्रेड ऑल ओवर द वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज, पाश्चात्य देश, यूरोप, अमेरिका, एवरीवेयर, पृथ्वी ते नगर आदि समुद्र नर नाड़ी. Prabhupada is on the ocean when he is writing this Jaladuta song. Krishna tava punya habe bhai. He is saying that your desire is so strong that all the cities and towns, villages on earth, from all the oceans and seas and rivers and streams, everyone will takalai by Krishna naam. Everybody will chant Krishna name. Prabhupada is writing this on a Jaladuta ship when there was not ISKCON. There was no BBT press. There was not a single temple, my dear friends. Tara Ichha Balavan, he's saying of his guru, but just see, my dear friends, Krishna has made Prabhupada's desire Tara Ichha Balavan. Prabhupada's desire, Krishna has made it come true. This is how much Krishna loves Prabhupada. That is why we say Krishna Prestaya. Not just some poetic composition in Sanskrit. No. When we say Namaham Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. He is dear to Krishna. Very dear to Krishna. Why? Because Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. If you want to spread Hare Krishna Mahamantra Harinam Sankirtana, you need empowerment from Krishna. We cannot do it. Eka kiya mara nahi paya bala. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, I cannot do it alone. Harinama Sankirtana. We need empowerment. So this Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada, directly empowered by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not start preaching until he got the blessings and permission of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur did not begin preaching unless and until he received blessings of Bipin Bihari Maharaj and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Our acharyas, they're so amazing. They are all giving credit to each other, to their predecessors. Prabhupada gave all credit to his Guru Gan, and we give all glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. If we have that attitude, broad-mindedness, understanding Prabhupada's glories, but also understanding the glories of other great devotees in our sampradaya, in ISKCON and outside ISKCON also. We don't want to become narrow-minded fanatics, otherwise we'll displease Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very nice relationship with Vallabhacharya. Rupa Goswami respected Vallabhacharya. He chastised Jiva Goswami because of that. We have to learn this broad-mindedness. So if we are broad-minded, at the same time maintaining our utter loyalty to ISKCON, we follow the process given by Srila Prabhupada properly. At least 16 good rounds every day. 4 regulative principles. Staunch. His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he was offered some yogurt, good for digestive system, has got probiotics naturally in it. He said, nahi. Now the second month of Chaturmas is starting, nahi. I will have little bit milk instead. Don't give me any dahi. Just got liver and kidney transplant. He's in the hospital, hospitalized. He could have used so many justifications. No. That is commitment. No compromise. We are fortunate that we still have association of such great, great pure devotees. We should make the most of it. We should make the most of this human form of life, as Srila Prabhupada is telling us in this purport. Take our sadhana, take our services in ISKCON very seriously. Take Krishna consciousness very seriously. We don't want to become part-time devotees. We don't want to be fair weather devotees, that when everything is favorable, we will do Krishna consciousness. When my when I have a deployment, then my rounds, I can, it's Yukta Vairagya, what to do, I have to be practical, I will chant some remaining rounds the next day, or, I've got too many patients, I'm busy, I can do it tomorrow. Nahin. Commitment is commitment. We have to show Krishna that, Krishna, you are a priority. When we are dying, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyo. If we do Krishna consciousness on the side, when it is convenient, fair weather devotees, at the time of death, after that road accident, after that heart attack, in that ICU, suffering from cancer, we don't know how we are going to die. At that moment, when we call out to Krishna, Krishna can also say that, right now it is not convenient for me to come to you, I am busy. Next life, we'll see next life. Then what will happen? No. We want to show Krishna that, Krishna, you are a topmost priority for me. Topmost priority. Then we will be topmost priority for Krishna. These are some of the thoughts that came to my mind. Thank you all very much for your patient listening. Please forgive me if I spoke anything harsh, if I spoke anything wrong. If there was anything good in this presentation, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. If there was anything wrong, that is a manifestation of my impurity, of my anarthas, and of me being a conditioned soul. Please correct me. Please correct me. Thank you all very much. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranama. Close to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for wonderful class. Thank you so much for your very pure realization. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ishwari Kumari Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. My dandavats to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I just wanted to thank you. Your lecture was so good. It brought in a sense of urgency. That how important it is that we have to take our commitments very, very, very seriously. Thank you so much. My one small question, Prabhuji, is how can we, like sometimes, or rather many times, I'm very enthusiastic about all the activities of Krishna consciousness, but certain times it is in a low ebb. So how can we keep that consistent all throughout, that enthusiasm 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 365 days in a year? How can I be consistent and enthusiastic all throughout? Could you please guide me? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. May I please know your good name?
This is Palika Devi Dasi. Just got initiation, Prabhuji, just a month ago. So just go thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Palika Mataji. My prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga to bless you so that you are always able to follow very nicely, in a very pleasing way, your vows of initiation and more. And may you always be a source of pleasure to your glorious spiritual master and to Srila Prabhupada. May you always be a source of pleasure to them by your activities. So two things, Mataji. Number one, we should have very sincere, impeccable sadhana. Number one. Sadhana means, at the minimum, our 16 rounds of japa. Mataji, at one point I was having bad dreams. I was having a lot of difficulties in my spiritual life. And I asked my Shiksha Guru. And my Shiksha Guru told me, that japa, sola mala matlab brahmamurt japa. 16 rounds means brahmamurt japa. If you chant your 16 rounds attentively in a prayerful mood in front of your deities on your initiation tulsi japa mala every single morning, no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing, if during brahmamurta, which means between
4 to 7, roughly. Technically around, no, before 6:30, but up to 7 o'clock, before our duties start, worldly duties start. We go to office, we have to wake up children. For some of you, you may have to wake up children at 6 o'clock and start preparing their lunch boxes. And so it depends on your schedule. But before we start with our daily duties to our family and our employer, we must finish our 16 rounds of japa. Must. He told me just one thing. He said, you chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra on Tulasi Japamala attentively in a prayerful mood, praying for purification in the presence of your deities during Brahma Murta every single day. Just this one thing. If you do, your consciousness will be protected. You will be protected. You will not fall down. This is what I was told. And since then, Mataji, I've tried to do this, and I talk about this in my classes, because this is the thing in the last 20 years of my Krishna consciousness. This is one instruction that has helped me the most in my Krishna consciousness. If I'm dying and you ask me, Adigadhar Das, what is one thing you can tell us about Krishna consciousness? I would say, chant your 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra on your Tulsi Japamala in the presence of Tulsi Maharani or your devotee or your deities, or a picture of deities if you are away from home, during Brahma Murta, attentively in a prayerful mood every single morning of your life. And pray to Krishna to give you this ability, this gift of Brahma Murta Japa the next day also. And the next day, and the next day. If we chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra as prescribed by Srila Prabhupada every single morning during Brahma Murta on Tulsi Japamala in the presence of Tulsi Maharani or our deities or both, in a prayerful mood, praying for purification every single morning, we will be 100% protected. But this one thing has to be done every day. That is one. Number two, to answer your question, how do we 24/7, 365 days maintain the enthusiasm and the high consciousness of being close to Krishna forever? To do that, we must associate through Vani with those devotees who are 24/7, 365 days engaged enthusiastically in Krishna consciousness. We have to identify such devotees and we must associate with them, either by attending their classes, so you get Vapu and Vani. If that is not always possible, at least through Vani, at home, on ISKCON Desiretory. There are so many wonderful lectures on YouTube. There are so many wonderful lectures. We should associate with devotees who have that consistency, who have that enthusiasm, who have that attachment, that nishtha to Krishna. We should associate with those devotees through Vani. Two things, Mataji. So to answer your question, two things. One is strong sadhana, and number two, strong association with devotees who have that. Who have that 365 days, 24/7 attachment to Krishna. Does that help, Mataji?
Thank you so much. I will try my best. And next time when you have a class, I will also give my feedback to you how I'm progressing. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. You made my day.
Thank you, Palika Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Ji, Adi Kadha Jardas, Prabhu, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your Seva, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Prabhuji, you explained very nicely that Siddhi Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is not going to preach before his Guru Maharaj Gaurki Sardar Baba's instruction. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur is also following to their Guru Maharaj Bipin Chandra. So, Prabhuji, we have to, and next thing you explained that Srila Prabhupada said that I am now old, but my disciple will preach and introduce Srisri Bhagavatam, Srisri Bhagavad Gita, and whatever I teach them. So that this is our responsibility, that we have to read Srisri Bhagavatam, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, very sincerely. Be honest, I hear a lecture, but not reading Srisri Bhagavatam or Srisri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But today, it's you realize us that for our Srila Prabhupada, we have to, for preaching, whatever our level, 0.01, we have to read attentively Srisri Bhagavatam and Srisri Chaitanya Charitamrita and whatever Srila Prabhupada teaches. Prabhuji, thank you very much. And so many things you guide us. Inspiring. And that's for now. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. My dandavat pranam to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji, it was a wonderful lecture today, and as usual, you have taught us so many things. If you don't mind, could you share us your spiritual schedule, activities? Do you mind sharing with us so that we will get inspired to do things like that? Like what time you do it, your japa, things like that, you know. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I don't know. This is Anil Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji. This is Anil.
Hare Krishna, Anil Prabhu. My dandavat pranam to you. Let me ask permission from Bhakti Swarup Govinda Maharaj, or maybe, I don't know if it is appropriate or not. Is Bhakti Swarup Govinda Maharaj on the call?
It is most appropriate. Continue, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
That's okay. That's okay. Thank you.
Yes, I'll just share a few points, Prabhu. But like I said...
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Anil Prabhu can talk to you offline and ask like whatever he wants. If you don't relate. Yeah, okay. I can share your number.
Okay, Mataji.
It is there on the group. But basically, whatever vows of initiation we take, Prabhu, chanting 16 rounds minimum of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, following the four regulative principles and serving in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. These are the instructions for all of us. So we should try to make this as our sadhana. That's all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. No problem, Prabhuji. I didn't know if it was not even appropriate. So that is sufficient knowledge for me. Thank you.
No, Prabhu, I'm not doing anything special. It is just, you know, what we are all doing, chanting our rounds. And we should all try to chant extra rounds. And, repeat the bhajans of our acharyas. Prabhupada and BBT have given us that beautiful Vaishnav songbook. Those bhajans are such gems. They have got such deep philosophy in them. We should try to do that. And Prabhupada's books, Bhagavatam, is full with beautiful prayers. We should do Vandanam by repeating those prayers, prayers of Gajendra, prayers of the Gopis, prayers of Mother Kunti, prayers of, you know, Bhishma Stuti, so many Brahmaji's prayers, so many, Bhagavatam is filled with that. So we should do that, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita is such amazing, beautiful, nectarian Bengali verses. So just reading these, reading them to Krishna, meditating on them, thinking about them, this is all what we should all do. Everything is there in Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada has given us everything. We just have to do it sincerely. So that's what we should all try to do. I am a very ordinary person, Anil Prabhu. Very, very prone to making mistakes, filled with anarthas. But we all have to try. We all have to try for purification. Pray for purification. Then Krishna will give. That's all, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Please forgive me for asking this in front of everyone. Hare Krishna.
No. You didn't ask anything inappropriate. It is fine. Told you, this is whatever Prabhupada has given us, that's what we should all do.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yeah, Prabhuji, you said about the Bengali verses, and when you give such amazing lectures, thank you very much for these lectures. It's really motivating. I had a question, Prabhuji, like how do we, like when we hear these verses or when we listen to the Bengali verses specifically, it just brings away the devotional aspect so more. But then how do we remember them, or do we write it down somewhere, and then rather how do we memorize them and get today into our day-to-day activities so that we keep on remembering them? And then that, because each and every verse has so much of deep meaning that it intensifies the love for Krishna and also for the devotional service. But then we, like, I have very poor memory, so I do not know how to memorize it or how to bring it into a day-to-day day-to-day dealing, how to remember them, because there is so much of treasure in the scriptures. Can you please guide us in that?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. So again, this is part of our personal sadhana. So we, whatever verses, whatever prayers inspire us, we can copy paste them into a Word document and print it out.
Okay.
And keep that print out with us. Whatever prayers they inspire us, you know, whether it is Shikshashtakam prayers, very beautiful prayers. We should chant Shikshashtakam every day, all of us, because it is the conclusion of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shikshashtakam prayers, they come in the last chapter of the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. These beautiful eight verses, their explanation is given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And after writing all these eight prayers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are in beautiful Sanskrit language, in Bengali, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives explanation of all the eight verses. And then he says, Prabhu Rashikshashtaka Shloka Yehi Padhe Shune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bade Dine Dine. That anyone who recites these eight verses or even hears these eight verses of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shishashtakam verses, Rashtakam, his Krishna Prema Bhakti will increase day by day. Prabhura Shikshashtaka Shloka Jai Padhe Shune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bade Dine Dine. So simple, a simple thing. We can just stand in front of our Nitai Gaur Chandra and chant Shikshashtakam every day. So whatever prayers we like, we can print them out. And if we do it every day, slowly, slowly, we will memorize it. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu says you have to recite them 10 times at least to memorize. So there are important verses from Bhagavad Gita. And then there is a book by the BBT called Srila Prabhupada Shlokas. It has all the compilation of Sanskrit and Bengali verses that Prabhupada has mentioned in his purports, in his lectures, in his room conversations. So all of them are there. We should try to memorize those verses. They are very beautiful. So whatever you like, whatever these prayers and verses, Bengali, Sanskrit, you like, you recite them regularly every day. Set aside half an hour for that. And you do it, then very soon you will memorize them. And this is called Vandanam. See, when you're chanting your Japa, it is Shravanam Kirtanam. You're chanting and hearing. And then we have to offer prayers also to Krishna. Na? So when you repeat these prayers, these Vaishnava bhajans, or the prayers from the scriptures, it is called Vandanam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nividam. It is one of the limbs, one of the angas of Navavida Bhakti. So this can be your Vandanam. So half an hour Mataji is doing Vandanam. She is chanting Gurudev Ashtakam in Samsara Dava, that one Ashtakam. Then you are chanting Shikshashtakam. You can do Satyasuta Ashtakam. You can do Vishwana Chakra Thakur's Vrinda Devashtakam. If you have Giridhar Shila, you can do Vishwana Chakra Thakur's Govardhan Ashtakam. Like these Ashtakams you can sing. In Purushottam Mandh you can chant Chorashtakam. In Kartik Mandh you can chant Damodar Ashtakam. So narrow down such 8-9 Ashtakams and chant them every day. So that way you will memorize. And any nice verse you come across, you print it out and keep it. You can read it and recite it repeatedly until you memorize it. So then when you are, you know, walking, going for shopping, from the parking lot you are walking to Walmart, on the way while walking you can be chanting Eto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, like that you are Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Rohji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Dasosmi. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam. Actually, not to say anything to glorify you, but something which comes out of your absorption. So I was reminded of one sloka in Gopi Gita, you know. The Gopi says, Jare udikshetam pakshmatri trisham. Think of the Gopi's absorption in Krishna, and they are they are blaming the Creator that even the blinking of the eye is a disturbance. What an amazing expression. So, as you were just drowning all of us in this Harikatha, and especially I will touch this point of this the paradox and the sense of humility which you touched so beautifully. I'm just capsuling in a very nutshell. So we were wondering why this time limit has to come. You know, this time limit is going to become like the gopis experienced eyelids. We never wanted to come out of it, but somehow I'm just blaming you. Why you let this time come in the way? But anyway, our circumstances are different. Gopis are different, but we can find our genuine appreciation for their absolute position. You know, in the same way you touched about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's thinking that he is like worse than we can imagine, and even Radharani, because she is our leader, because she is all the Radha Krishna Deka Atma Ruideha Dhari. In this position, in identity, Radharani is God herself also. But in this position, she is a devotee, she is the greatest devotee, and she is telling that I have no love for Krishna. And she is proving, she is providing proof that without seeing Krishna's lotus face, I am still sustaining my life. This useless, what is the value of my life? And without seeing Krishna, I am still sustaining my... That is a proof that I have no love for Krishna. So those who are utterly imbued with love of Krishna, the paradox is they really desperately cry out. This paradox, we have to focus. We cannot talk about this enough, because without this appreciating the paradox, we will cause our own saturation, and that will be the end of that. Will make our devotional service even further casual. And Srila Prabhupada said, anything casual at whatever stage we might be in on our path of pure devotional service will cause the casuality, because then the self obsession creeps in. So when we read this wonderful Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, Srila Prabhupada's utter crying out in desperation and appreciating the mercy of his spiritual master and Mahaprabhu, and all these. So, even when we recite, even when we memorize them, definitely they are very, very uplifting. But still, what they are experiencing, our experience is yet to come. We can very, very feel very, very elevated and everything, but they are feeling utterly degraded. Just see, when we read, we feel very, very, very elevated, enlightened. Wow, wow, wow. But ours is yet not that realization. So what I'm trying to share, that the paradox, only in that paradox we will receive the special mercy of Krishna, whereby Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, see the contrast as he becomes more and more absorbed in Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, the glory of Krishna becomes more and more highlighted. Krishna is so upgraded in his consciousness that he, in the contrast, he says, oh, Krishna is so great, and think of me, where am I? So only because of my this degraded, most fallen situation, I am so distanced from Krishna, although they are so imbued with Krishna. So this paradox, we, if we appreciate in our acharyas and things, then we will, as you said, the madhyama stage, where we really appreciate who is where. Rather, one will never think or will never make this mistake with thinking that I am so special now because I know these songs. So that was the highlight of your class, where you expressed that even by knowing and remembering and glorifying these things, the sense of that how qualified I am, it should never touch us, because that will be the end of the whole thing. Thank you so much for bringing out the inner core, the ultimate development in our Krishna consciousness, because this is the process unlike any other process, where the promise or the promise or the encouragement is not to self-grade oneself, but in upgrading Krishna and Krishna's glories, devotees' glory, Guru Maharaj's glory, Vaishnava's glories, we become, feel more and more subservient to their seva. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you so much for your kind words. Hare Krishna. So, Shama Gauri Mataji, it is almost 2 hours now, 9:17. Please, can we end the class?
May you keep it up, and what you expressed about the commitment and everything, Prabhu, you are very happy that you have no other agenda absolutely. And we want to see you all the way. So all the way.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. And very, we were so much engrossed in hearing, and it was feeling like, you know, the class should never end, but it's the time now. So, if no one has any question, we can end now. Always pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnava. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhayavachya Patitanam Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai
Krupa
Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai
Adi Gadar.